size and everything like that.
Biologicals can seem like a new trend or fad in egg production, but they've been around longer than we think. For more, we go to Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas.
Speaking with Certus Biologicals Vice President of Research and Development, Sean Berry, can you start by helping someone like myself out on the importance of biologicals, what they are, what their role is in essentially maximizing yield and farmers' bottom line?
Biologicals seem like they're new to most people. It's a category of products and technologies. It's many, many different things. They can be living organisms. They can be bacteria, fungi, viruses. They can also be non-living organisms like plant extracts, volatiles, semiochemicals. So it's very important to know, first of all, what it is if you want to have a conversation about biologicals. The second thing I always advise people is, what does it do? Is it a biostimulant? Does it help promote plant growth? Is it a bio-nutrition? Does it help with nutrient, nitrogen, phosphorus uptake? Or is it a biopesticide, which also can be a big group of products? It can be biofungicides, bioherbicides, bioinsecticides, bionematicides. And then talk about the crops. Is it row crops? Is it specialty crops? Because they're quite different to each other. And how are you going to apply it? Are you going to put it on the seed? Are you going to put it in the soil or on the leaf?
Okay, so it sounds like for a farmer out there who's interested in biologicals, they can't just go out and buy a generic brand, so to speak. They have to put in their own research into what they're trying to grow, maybe their landscape of their fields and what's in their soil structure and that before they can know what type of biological to use.
Yep, and biologicals, because it's pretty new to most people, it's all about education. So ask lots and lots of questions. Ask more questions than you may have done with chemicals, which you're used to.
It sounds like biologicals then could be a pretty useful tool, just in general, for a farmer to have for their production and bottom line. But also it sounds to me a little bit like biologicals could have a role to play in helping with weed control and resistant weeds. How do you see biologicals' role with weed resistance?
That's a good question. So I see biologicals as another tool in the toolbox. I see it as another tool that the grower has. The tools they've had for a long time, the chemicals, are excellent. They've been very blessed to have a lot of new chemicals coming out the last few decades who are excellent and work well. But that the pipelines are not so full. There's no real new modes of action really coming out, despite everybody trying. And the products that farmers have relied on are becoming scarcer and scarcer, hard to register, hard to keep re-registered. So we don't want them to lose those tools. And a lot of the reasons why they lose them is either regulatory issues or resistance issues. So biologicals can help with the resistance issues. It's another mode of action. If you make a tag mix of a biological and a chemical, you then have a double, triple mode of action where you're tricking the pathogen or the insect even more.
That was Certus Biologicals Vice President of Research and Development, Sean Berry. Live coverage of the 2024 Commodity Classic is brought to you by Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and TruTerra. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson thinks the funds are taking some profits in a quiet news day.
I think we did see some fund liquidation, you know, this week as some farmers were letting some of those March basis fixed contracts go, and there was some farmer selling taking place. So we did see the funds lighten up on some of their short positions, but they're still